ABC News.
The Learning for Life program involves disadvantaged students. How exactly does it help them?
It provides three things. First of all, a modest financial contribution to families to help them with education expenses like uniforms or books. Then it provides a relationship with a partnership, family partnership coordinator who's there to really help the family and the students through all of the educational journey. And thirdly, it provides them with access to short-term programs, for example, to improve their reading, to help them with career mentoring and those sorts of things. And really together, because it's a long-term program, we're getting some terrific results.
Well, what exactly has the study been looking at?
Looking at is the relationship between various educational outcomes as young people move through school. So the relationship between attendance and achievement in English or maths, and it in turn predicts whether or not a young person is likely to complete year 12, complete school, and that in turn predicts whether or not a young person is likely to be in work or study after they leave school. And why that's important, Maggie, is we're now able to show, for example, as early as high school, year 7, the sorts of young people who are most likely not to complete year 12, they're those young people with low school attendance or low achievement in English or maths. And why that's important means that we can actually then step in and provide some additional support to those young people when they need it. And what we've been able to show importantly is that if we do provide that additional support, say from year 7, some low attenders, once they move through to year 9, if their attendance has improved, they're then much more likely to complete year 12. So it's a message of not only new research, but a message of real hope and optimism that it is possible for us as a nation to improve the educational outcomes of young people generally, but particularly of disadvantaged young people.
With what you've looked at and what you've found, have there been any standout success stories?
Daily basis, there's a success story across the country in terms of young people who are, these families that we're supporting have a range of challenges that they're dealing with. So there might be high levels of health and disability within the family. Most of our parents who were involved in the program haven't gone through to year 12 and many of them are unemployed. But we're getting now 7 out of 10 of young people on the program are getting through to year 12, which is fantastic. And probably even more significantly, 4 in 5 young people who've been on the program are in work or study 12 months after leaving it, which is a terrific outcome. It just shows that if we provide the right support to young people as they move through school at the right time, then we really can improve the educational outcomes of disadvantaged young people.
Are there any changes likely to be made to the program as a result of what you've found?
What we've done is introduce a new program called an Early School Leavers Initiative, which is targeting young people in years 9, 10 or 11 who their attendance, the percentage at which they attend school, or their English and mathematics in those years 9 to 10 or 11 are suggesting that they might be at risk of leaving school early. So what we're then doing is really upping our support during that critical time. We're directly connecting them, for example, with career coaches to have a more intensive conversation about the benefits of school. We're connecting them with employers and with the workplace so that they can actually see what's the point of getting through to year 12, helping them to set goals. And so we're hoping that that again will just strengthen even further the good results that we're already getting.
We see commercials for the Smith family supporting kids that are underprivileged at school. Is this what the Learning for Life program, the money that comes from that campaign, goes towards?
Absolutely. We've currently got around 40,000 young people on the Learning for Life scholarship program, but there's enormous need still in Australia. There are 1.1 million children and young people living in poverty in Australia. So there's a huge unmet need. The Smith family is really invested in its research and its evidence to make sure that the Learning for Life scholarship program is effective. And off the back of that, we're hoping that more of the community and more businesses and more individuals, as well as government, will support the program to expand.
ABC News.